Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin with Flowers for You and also the Transformation Cafe. We thank you for joining us tonight. And if you're go ahead and doing a download, we thank you for checking us out on the download. So if there's anybody out there who wants to get into our blog, again, you can go to Transformation Cafe and go ahead and activate that. We're going to be looking for questions or any kind of comments you'd like to be making about the show. And we also have a couple of our regular diners tonight. Miss Marvine is in the house. Hey, Marvine, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. You want to tell people a little bit about you just in case we've got some new listeners?
I've been a professional psychic for about 40 years, give or take, and it's been fun watching people grow and help them get past some of their blocks and limitations and help them use their minds in more positive, constructive ways.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. This is Mr. Jamie.
Okay. Well, again, if we got any new listeners, let them know a little bit about who you are and how fabulous you are and what you're all about. There we go.
Whoa. Oh, boy. yeah. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school. I'm currently doing tattoos in Seattle, Washington. I have a shop called Chromome. And we've been up here about 15 years, just celebrated anniversary this month.
Well,
and
right.
I think I help people with their psychic armor, as usual.
You sure do. You're not telling me you think you do. You totally do. So there we go. There we go.
That's again, true. Every time, Jamie, I hear you, I put it on.
Oh, there you go. That's good. That's good.
Just kidding. I had to go there. Sorry about that.
Okay, there she goes. She said she has to go there. Okay, whatever. And I am Robin Miss Evans. I am the proud owner of Flowers for You in Riverside, California. I'm a florist by day and spiritual seeker all the time. So there you go. Love to walk in the spiritual way. So I thought it would be really great tonight to talk about Thanksgiving, of course, since this is the November 22nd show of 2011. Can you believe it's almost the end of the year? My goodness, it's just been flying by this year. Quite an amazing year, that's for sure, on just so many levels. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and kind of get any kind of things you guys want to comment about that. And maybe talk about just the Thanksgiving stuff and gratitude. I mean, that's one thing that's always so wonderful about Thanksgiving. It gives us a chance to definitely think about what we're grateful for and what we have a certain level of gratitude about. So, Ms. Marvine, any thoughts about that?
I think one of the important things is that, and I'm seeing a lot of people observe it a little bit differently, is they're truly getting into a more genuine gratitude regarding relationships and people that they can depend on and rely on,
mm-hmm.
which is it basically is going back to the basics, but as all, you know, we're all part of a giant net, if you will, and
mm-hmm.
each one of us, you know, like you, Jamie, and I, for example, you can imagine a little triangle and then connecting with us or other individuals with other triangles, so there's this huge net out there. And I think what's happening is we're coming back to the place where the genuine gratitude comes from those kinds of things rather than a lot of the surface things that we were taught or conditioned to think were terribly important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. How about you, Jamie?
Personally, growing up, it seemed to be a little more when the family's together, and it was a little more memorable, I guess. But now we try to make the best of it and just feel blessed we're able to do that. And, you know, wish our loved ones well, and that's about all you can do, you know. That's what we do. Well, we don't mm-hmm. really go out well, but, yeah.
Well, I had the privilege of spending some time with Miss Marvine this afternoon. One of the things I love to do on a regular basis is about once a month I get everybody that is involved with the flower shop, be it they help out part-time on holidays and things like that, or just people who just are just connected to the shop. We try to have a potluck once a month just to see how everybody's doing and being connected. And it was really lovely because we went around the table today and said what we were thankful for. And we had some of the family members of some of the girls that work at the shop. So I had one of my daughters there, and one of the other girls had her daughter. And it's just really neat to see this different level of generations. With people sharing about their, you know, what really matters. And just like Marvine was saying, you know, the majority of it was about other relationships that we're all just being privileged to have with each other and what that looked like on just a very simple level. So it's just a really, really special thing to have that. So I'm glad she was able to attend. And gosh, we had so many goodies. It was just a wonderful thing. You know how that goes. Put that big spread out there and have a good time. Oh, well, I don't know. I brought them home, so I didn't have to cook. I'm happy. Actually, my new thing is I'm really seeking to do a lot of go green kind of stuff. So I'm doing a lot of green shakes and things like that. So I decided tonight I wasn't going to cook, and I was just going to be good with my stomach since I ate so much at lunchtime. I had a shake for dinner. There you go. A salad in the blender. There you go. I had a salad in the blender. So, and you know, I just really found that to be such a, just certain issues with my body and stuff like that. I'm really finding that it's really my body's liking that and just really helping. So I've had a problem with a couple of my joints lately, and my joints are much, much better. So I'm really seeing
the truth.
Yeah.
I'm glad your joints are better.
You know,
yeah.
Like getting creaky, and it's, sometimes it's a repetitive motion. Other times it's just, and it's stressed the muscle or the tendon, and,
yeah.
I tell you.
Well,
it can,
you know what? A part of what I found is like a part of it sometimes can be we've got all these little minor allergies with food that you don't even necessarily recognize. And we're talking about Thanksgiving, so definitely, you know, it gets into the food issues. So a lot of the carbs and things like that, you know, being breads and all the different stuff, some of it could be the fact that you just got these allergies where there's small levels of inflammation that can occur in the body, and it winds up being over time because you're eating the same thing over and over again, gets to be this chronic inflammation that you don't even realize that you have. So it's really interesting to get away from that on a certain level, and your body all of a sudden can rest and not have that as something that's chronic. And your joints and stuff get better. So I think that's actually kind of what's happening for me. So I've been staying away from breads and noodles and stuff like that, you know, on a regular basis a lot more than I had been before. So I think that's part of it. So, and it makes sense because if you go on a radical diet, and all of a sudden, yeah, they get old too. So, you know, it's just something like that too. Actually, I was reading something else about that too, about the regular diet and how people just get into these modes where it seems like at least two or three times a week you eat the same thing all the time. You know, like people, Thursday night spaghetti night, you know, Tuesday night taco night, you know how that goes. So the body's just like, you know, hey, it's Tuesday, I'll come out on my tacos, you know. I was just like with the Thanksgiving thing, I heard that in the average person for the Thanksgiving meal, the calories are 1,800 calories. That's a lot of calories. I know. That's like a whole day. That's like calories for the whole day.
It is, however.
Yes. Ms. Marvine's going to give us a little bit of reality here. Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Most people don't gorge that way on a regular basis.
Oh, no.
No.
And see, one of the biggest problems with because you're alluding to food and food allergies and things like that, and there's no doubt that there is some of that going on out there, but a lot of it also has to do with the combinations of food that people eat, the way they eat, and how much they eat,
mm-hmm.
and how they digest certain things. And I don't think enough people really pay attention to what they're eating. Most of the time, people are so busy thinking about something else that even when they're at a breakfast or a lunch or with a family, they're putting the food in their mouth, but they're not paying attention to what it's supposed to be doing. And so when you go ahead.
I was going to say, I've heard that if you even just slow it down a little bit and actually smell your food before you eat it, that your body is automatically creates whatever it's going to need on a chemical level to be able to digest it more efficiently, because it's actually knowing it's coming into the system. It's coming into your body, so it knows to be able to gear up for those different foods that you're eating.
Well, that's true. And your sense of smell is another form of energy, but that doesn't mean you have to sit there and sniff your plate. Because if you're aware, and
I'm willing to sniff my plate. It's okay.
If you're aware and tuned into the here and now where you're really being, then those smells will automatically come to you. But usually we're so busy, we don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about people that are blind. I mean, you know, all the rest of their sensories just get that much more enhanced. I mean, you know, I've heard of people that are blind. They can literally walk into a room and, you know, they know on a scent level what's really happening, because it's just such so heightened, you know, when it comes like that, whether it be a person or, like you're saying, a meal or something like that that's going on kind of thing. They can sense it on a certain level, just like you're saying. And scent is such a powerful sense, you know. It's such an activator
right.
for memory and things like that, that scent is really, really powerful.
Well, and it also affects different areas of the body, including and not limited to the heart, the brain, and a lot of different healing organisms of the body, including the pineal and pituitary glands. And I think that what's really important is we've gotten so fast-paced with so many things, and I think that one way or another, we're kind of being forced to slow down because we didn't do it voluntarily.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what are you thinking about Thanksgiving on the overall? Just the just relationships? Well, it's not just relationships, but that wonderful thing of you know, getting together and having it be this place of coming from a level of gratitude.
Who are you talking to?
Either one of you guys.
Okay. Well, for me, it's interesting because observation, a lot of times, trying to factor in, because my daughter and her husband and their kids are going to be here, but my grandkids are in, like one of them has three meals to go to. We're postponing ours until like 6 o'clock, 6:30 at night, so that they can be with us. And sometimes I think that, and this is just my personal perspective, I think sometimes we put too much pressure without realizing it, because it isn't that we pressure, it's just that they feel they need or want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the big picture is to be able to enjoy the people. And it doesn't have to be just on Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's a matter of truly appreciating the people that you get to share time with on a day-to-day basis, whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
too many people, I mean, the holidays are big, and they've always been really big to me, and they're important. But it's more about the spirit of what the individual holiday represents, and Thanksgiving, you know, and it goes back to, it's represented with the Native Americans and the Pilgrims, but if I'm not mistaken, I just read recently that it started even before that, although it was all related, and I think if you really think about Thanksgiving, it's about giving thanks for that which has been provided to us by God, by Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and allowing, because we have to get out of the way to let God work through us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time, and especially now, it begins now, and between now and Christmas, you have people going through all kinds of different things inside themselves. They set for example, that it's already started setting goals for what you want to accomplish in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part of the human process, regardless of whether you're from the United States or anywhere else. It happens to all of us. And I think that being aware of it and remembering what time of the year it is can also help us deal with some of the anxiety we go through at this time of the year. I think sometimes mm-hmm. we worry more about what the superficial things are on the table or whatever, as opposed to, let's just have fun and enjoy this. Let's take
mm-hmm.
this time. That's what winter's about.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we had talked about last year on the show, if you go back to some of the archives that we have, we were talking to Dr. Ward about that last December, and he was talking about the level of expectations that people
oh, yeah.
have when it comes to holidays. And really, if you can get as much as possible, just put those aside and just say, I want to be here and just enjoy this moment and these people and what I'm having. If some kind of a situation comes up, I can let that go on a certain level and not think it should be or do or people should be saying things or not saying things. It's just take that moment for as a lovely moment that it is and move forward with that.
Yeah, and be okay with what it is and be okay with what it isn't.
It isn't.
That you think that it should
right.
be. Because
uh-huh.
the hard part is, you know, it's interesting, our minds work so often against us and we're not even aware of it. And that takes us into these places that, some people, you know what, you don't have to like turkey, it's okay. You can fix a salad and still have it be okay. Enjoy the people you're with. Enjoy the feeling. Enjoy that you have a place to eat, wherever
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in another, you know, even make it to the next level, it doesn't even have to be evolved around a meal. You know,
no.
It's the fact that people are getting together and sharing things. You know what? You know how that goes. You know, the food could be this wonderful conversation, as opposed to actually, you know, having a level of just, you know, regular sustenance with that. Because, you know, here we are with the Transformation Cafe, boy. You know, we're just sitting here and enjoying the conversation. So that's all. It's all good.
And make room for pumpkin pie.
Yes,
well, don't forget
for
pumpkin pie. And as one of my granddaughters said, Grandma, remember the whipped cream, but you know, I think another
don't forget
thing,
the Cool Whip.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And another thing that we do, especially during the holidays, is we have some board games that we play. And sometimes, and this is for people who may have people in their environments they don't necessarily get along with from, let's say, they're not in agreement with some things. There's all kinds of things that can be done to neutralize and break the ice so that there is a level of comfort if people get out of their shoulds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. You know, sometimes we do Pictionary, we do apples to apples, we do balderdash, but the most important thing that we do is we laugh, regardless of what it is. And we all know how to laugh at ourselves, too, and that's big.
Yeah, that's really
that's
big.
That's really big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that when you look at those things, and another thing, too, is not to compare yourselves or compare what your neighbors have or what you think you should have or compare with what anybody else is doing, but just
mm-hmm.
be happy that you're doing and being and focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you ever played apples to apples, Jamie?
What's that?
Have you ever played apples to apples?
Were we talking about that? Who is that talking? Yes. No, I haven't.
You haven't? Oh, okay.
No, I haven't.
That's actually a really fun game.
Yeah.
And
I bought another one we haven't tried yet. It's called Smart Ass.
Smart Ass?
That, literally, that's the name of it. I got
uh-oh.
It from Amazon, and it sounds like a hoot, and it sounds... not unlike balderdash or some of those others, but what's interesting about it is you can just, if you have 12 clues and if you think you're getting it, you can just, you don't have to wait your turn, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that one goes, too.
Hmm.
But well, yes, the literal name, the literal name is Smartass.
Smartass. Well, there you go. Well, we'll have to play that one so we can let our listeners know if that's really worth getting that.
You know what? I'll bring it into the shop in the next week or two and we'll play.
Okay. Okay. Uh-oh. We'll have the game going on there. We did that last year.
You used to come play with us too.
Yeah, the first year, what would we play? The first year we played some game, we got together, we had an open house at the shop a couple years ago. Was that last year? Gosh, I think it was last year.
Was it the year before?
I think it was 2 years ago. And I'm trying to think what we played. I think we were playing Uno or something. And it was just such a lovely, we were just sitting back and relaxing and just kind of, you know, just hanging out for a couple hours playing Uno. It was really fun. It was fun to see how competitive everybody got.
Right, and but you know, I think what's interesting too is there are some people that are genuinely competitive, and for me, I'm competitive, I suppose, in some areas. But for me, when you're playing a game like that, I'm playing just for the joy of the game and to laugh and to convince and all the other stuff, not to lose my temper or take it so seriously that I can't enjoy what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah, because
exactly.
it's not worth the pressure.
Well, the whole idea is just to hang out and enjoy each other and have some fun. You know, there's so many fun games out that I was over at Barnes & Noble this last weekend, just walking around, looking at just all the different travel games and different stuff that they have, and some of them are just so clever. It's almost like it's going into a toy store and looking at all the games and stuff like that is just such a great experience for yourself. That's one thing I'm planning on doing on Christmas Day is just having a couple hours where I sit down with my daughters and we just really just sit and have a fun game together. Because that's just such a precious time of just, you know, just hanging out and enjoying, you know, just the fact that you can be together. It's really important.
Well, yeah, it is.
Like
and the kids, you know, the kids look forward to it. And we have
they do.
You know, we have a big flip chart we play Pictionary with or, you know, whatever it happens to be. But I think the most important thing is we make sure that there's enough, because some people have expectations that everybody's supposed to like doing the same thing at the same time. And if you've got a large group of people, that isn't necessarily true. And so it's a matter of allowing people to just enjoy where they are without them having to do something. Of course.
Yeah, you can just watch if you don't want to play, and if you want to get two different games going, one game could be in the kitchen, the other one could be in the living room. Get them two different games going on, depending what people want to do. So it's just being able to just, you know, keep it light and fun and realize people can make some choices and it's okay.
Would you explain apples to apples again?
Apples to apples? I just explained it, but okay. Apples to apples.
I'm sorry.
And there's like two different no, that's okay.
There's Macintosh, and there's Pippin. And
yeah, yeah, she's
right,
going to go to the apple thing, the apples to apples. The game
delicious.
Is...
Red delicious.
Right, the game has two different decks, and one deck, which I think is the green deck. The green deck will ask, it has different words on it that is like, you know, it has an adjective or something. And so it has the word, and then it has different acronyms that go with it. Different kinds of, you know, words to describe that word. And then there's the other deck would list like people or situations or just different kinds of stuff that could be ways of having it be a definition for the word.
Yeah. And
what's really funny
is basically it's who can BS to make everybody believe that that's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, you can BS it and just say, because everything's kind of related to everything, depending on how you look at it, you know, because it's all perspective. And the cool thing I like is that you go around the table, and the person who's got the green card, it basically just has the word, is the one who gets to choose which one they like the best for the definition.
Hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you're going through usually everybody has got seven cards and they work their way around. And the goal is to get the green card because they, you know, the person likes your, you know, they like the supposed answer that you had. So the person usually gets seven of those. They basically win. So it's accumulating these green cards. But what I like to do is, because, like, sometimes you'll have, like, seven different cards in there and nothing goes with it. So I try to find the most absurd answer. You know, that just has nothing to do with it, but it's just funny because if you try to relate them to each other, it's just this bizarre kind of an answer. So that's usually what I go for if I have nothing that really relates to it. So
yeah, balderdash is really fun because it's a whole bunch of different words that are in the dictionary that 90% of the people out there haven't heard of. And mm-hmm. so you draw a card and you read what the word is, and then on the back side is the definition of the word. And so the people write down what they think the definition is, and then you pick whichever one. And if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, there's points accumulated, I believe, for the dealer. I can't remember. I've got it in the other room. But that's another fun one, too. And, again, as long as you don't take it too seriously.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So you know, like, you come up with this really bizarre, definition for a word. That's pretty fun.
Okay.
I think of it that.
Okay, but Jamie, I really do think you should come down and play with us one of these days.
I know. I know.
Oh,
weird.
You know, I wish I could.
We'd have to get some pumpkin pie and, you know, get the whole thing going. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got to keep the shop open.
Well, the bottom line is we got a Black Friday, and usually there's all these games on sale. But the thing is to just go in and enjoy yourself and let everybody get crazy. And you just kind of calmly walk in and go towards something. And if you can get it, that's great. And if not, that's okay, too. And,
is it Kohl's or Target or somebody that's opening at midnight Thursday night?
After Thanksgiving dinner, I think it's Target. They were going to do that, and then they
had
to get
back.
Yeah, I know Walmart. Walmart's
open. Like, have fun.
Walmart's open all night.
Right.
Now, you know, it's starting Boxing Day. So
yeah,
we'll
all the Walmarts are
going to
be open all night. I feel sorry for these people who have to work. It's like, oh, my goodness.
They get paid extra for it, most of them.
I hope so.
And then there's always a stampede somewhere.
Yeah, I did that one year where they had all kinds of really good deals on early Thanksgiving morning. I went out super early, and I did it one year, and I will never do it again. I will never do it again. Maybe because it's just like, you know, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. And
right.
For people to jeopardize other people to get hurt over some kind of a deal, I'm like, I don't want to be a part of anything like that.
Well, you know what it is I usually have all my shopping done. I start in usually July or August, sometimes even earlier than that. And I keep in mind the individuals that I'm doing things for. And because I don't like that, because towards the end, there's many people that are in a really, really, really great headspace, and they're polite and everything, and then you've got the ones that are just, they don't want to be there, they're doing it because they feel they have to do, and that's just not fun to be around.
I think one of the best years I had is I went and got some really nice stationery, and I wrote letters to all the people in my life about what I really appreciated about them and how they really had impacted my life.
Oh, that's nice.
It was the time of really messaging to them, and every single one of them was just so really appreciative of that, because it's just such a precious thing that people
don't really take
the time to do that. It's very personable, and it just really meant the world to them. So it's always a wonderful thing.
Well, you know what, and I think, too, those personal touches, whether it's a phone call just to say, hey, have a great day, a card, an email, a note, whatever, really gives people a boost.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does.
Yeah.
You know, because
we all
really just want to be loved and appreciated, so it's so nice when we can get that kind of confirmation. Yeah. So we've got like 30 or 60 seconds left, so I just want to put my little happy Thanksgiving out to everyone. You know, may they know that they're loved and well cared for, and that, you know, that they realize, and just like everyone, that they matter in the world. So really, I want to be grateful and gratitude for everyone, because we all make a difference in each other's lives.
And I agree with that 100%, and I sure enjoy my time with you and Jamie on Tuesdays, too. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, everybody,
and Jamie, there you go. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week, and thank you for joining us at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.